If you mention human trafficking in our community, a lot of people will say, no way. Well, Adam Glogau is here to tell us that, yes, it is here in our community. Adam is pastoral intern with Grace Downtown Winchester. There's a special seminar that's being presented this Sunday at Grace Downtown Winchester about human trafficking. Adam, it's good to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you for having me.
So when we talk about trafficking right here in our community, people will shake their heads, but what's the reality?
The reality is that human trafficking has gotten so bad in the Northern Virginia and the Winchester area since the early 2000s that the Northern Virginia Human Trafficking Task Force actually had to be founded in 2004 just to combat this issue. I called the event the Silent Victims because this is, in fact, something that very few people hear about. And part of that is legitimately due to investigations, because when there's one victim, there are multiple culprits behind that victim being trafficked. However, I was personally introduced to this almost 10 years ago when I had a court-ordered community service teenager come into our place for service. Asked her what she did. She said she was caught trafficking meth, but then she told me her entire story, how she herself had been trafficked since she was 9 years old. Wow. So I've been aware of this personally for many years, but seeing it come up again and again and again in the Winchester Star lately, and then having NPR do a five-part series on trafficking in West Virginia and Virginia, I went, I think it's time that we take this out of the headlines, take it out of the newsroom, and put it into a venue where people can ask and get answers from not just the Human Trafficking Task Force, but from our local police department as well.
So tell us what's going to be going on this Sunday at 1 o'clock there at Grace Downtown. Sort of set up the format.
One of the representatives by the name of Deborah Saunders is going to be leading the presentation. She is going to discuss topics as to the many different forms of human trafficking, be that sex for drugs, indentured servitude, which still goes on today, forced labor, even the smuggling of illegal immigrants. It still happens today, and it's happening in our community. So she's going to give us a presentation on what it is, how to identify people who may be caught up in this web, what services are available to us as residents to identify, help these people, bring it to someone's attention, realistically, whose attention to bring it to, and how we can help.
That's this Sunday at 1 p.m. And Adam, give us the location of your Grace Downtown Winchester Church.
Grace Downtown Winchester is now located at 35 East Jubal Early Drive. We're in the same mall as Flooring America. We are located across the street from Zaxby's Chicken and in front of Apple Valley. And if there's a parking issue, Apple Valley Credit Union has allowed us to use their parking lot on Sundays.
Excellent. If we want more information, a couple of websites for us?
Sure. The first website would be mygracedowntown.com, where you will find all the information about the event itself, as well as links to recent news stories from just April and May. And then to go to the Northern Virginia Human Task Force, it's NOVAHTI.com.
Adam Glogau is pastoral intern with Grace Downtown Winchester. And Adam, thanks for being with us on the Community Corner.
Thank you for having me, and hopefully we will have a good turnout on Sunday.